As we arrive in Mykolaiv, there is panic. A Russian warplane is suspected of being close by. People are told to find immediate shelter. Soon after, the air raid sirens sound the alarm across the city.
My hands are shaking. I can't eat, I can't drink, I just want to stay alive. The only thing that keeps me strong is my family. I have a small child. I want him to live under a peaceful sky. I don't want to live in another country. I want to live in my motherland. I am Ukrainian.
Mykolaiv is the front line in the southwest. The last stop on the road to the strategic city of Odessa, Ukraine's biggest port. Mykolaiv has seen fighting for weeks, but this is a strike at the heart of governance here. It used to be the civil administration building, but now in times of war, we're told it's also being used by the military.
This morning at 08:50, there was a strike on this building. There are fatalities and injuries to people pulled alive from the rubble. They have different levels of injuries.
Rescue workers are still looking for survivors inside the building. The attack happened just a couple of hours ago now. The civil administration building severely damaged. Now, Mykolaiv has been fighting back a Russian assault, holding back ground forces for weeks now, but the city has been severely damaged.
And there's psychological damage too. Roman Zavgorodny takes us to his flat. He fled to Mykolaiv a few days ago from the Russian-occupied southern city of Kherson, around 60 kilometers from here.
I woke up and was making a coffee. I took the kettle. Then the building started to shake. I was confused. I just started to run around the apartment. Then I understood what was happening. So I started to film from my window. I saw the smoke.
The moment of impact also caught on a security camera. Mykolaiv has been praised for recently managing to push Russian ground forces back. But this is an ever-changing front line. We're told it had been relatively calm here over the last few days. But as always with war, everything can change in an instant. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera in Mykolaiv, southwestern Ukraine.